Here in Washington, D.C., the homicide rate has been inching back up after a decline in the late 90s. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah is calling the city the nation's murder capital, and he wants to overturn the district's ban on handgun ownership. Two lawsuits have been filed with the same aim. NPR's Brian Naylor has more on the story.
262 people were murdered in the city last year, and more than 140 have been killed so far this year. The Reverend Donald Isaac, director of the East of the River Clergy Police Community Partnership, sponsored a symposium last week on the violence. Unlike the crack-related murders of the late 80s and early 90s, the causes of the recent killings are harder to pin down. Isaac says most are simply small disputes that get settled with gunfire, such as occurred one afternoon 2 weeks ago.
Retaliation, then two murders on the same day. And upon visiting the site, not only did they happen at 2 o'clock in the day, but they happened in an area that has a high concentration of children, and it was just really a miracle and the grace of God that no younger people were really killed.
Not that those who died were themselves old. One was 19, the other 25. Washington's murder rate has prompted a number of efforts to overturn the district's strict ban on handgun ownership enacted in 1976. Backers argue that law-abiding citizens should be able to protect themselves from the thugs. Attorney Robert Levy of the Libertarian Cato Institute filed the first suit earlier this year, arguing the gun ban violates the Second Amendment. Soon after, the National Rifle Association followed with its own lawsuit, going a step further and naming Attorney General John Ashcroft as a defendant for failing to challenge the D.C. gun ban on his own. This has prompted an internecine squabble between the gun rights advocates. Levy says the NRA has muddied the waters of the gun control debate.
Our case has one claim, Second Amendment. We want the court to come to grips with that single issue and determine whether or not in the D.C. jurisdiction there is a Second Amendment individual right to keep and bear arms. We don't want the case resolved on these other contentions, much less do we want the case slowed down.
NRA Director of Public Affairs Andrew Arrow-Lannendam says Levy's criticism is misguided.
This is a real-life problem over here. People are dying on a daily basis. And residents of the District of Columbia should not be treated as second-class citizens.
In addition to its lawsuit, the NRA is also behind the legislation sponsored by Senator Hatch to overturn the D.C. ban on handgun ownership. Despite some degree of home rule, Congress retains authority over much local Washington legislation. As recently as 1999, Congress failed to overturn the law. But this time, with the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee behind it, the legislation may stand a better chance. Levy, however, says passage wouldn't make much of a difference in Washington because local lawmakers would surely figure out a way to circumvent it on paper.
So then when people go to apply for their gun licenses, the bureaucrats will have the flexibility of turning them down. Invariably, the people who apply will be turned down.
The Reverend Donald Isaac doubts lifting the D.C. gun ban by legislation or a court ruling will have a positive effect on the homicide rate.
The answer to this is not more guns. To me, more guns will result in more killings. There has to be a more holistic, I think, and sensible approach to the situation.
But such a solution has long proved elusive for leaders of the district and other big cities. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.